Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's Wednesday, and it doesn't always mean that, but today that means open forum. We're going to do 2 hours of bonus open forum today. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, Catholic life, Catholic belief, Catholic history, all those are welcome. 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. Also, we will be multitasking a little bit this hour, or both hours today, where both hours will be open forum, and we'll be multitasking, meaning this is part of our summer pledge drive, our summer fund drive. This is where we try to be funded for the next 3 months of our operations. We come to you just four times a year, just a few hours at a time, and even during those hours, just a few minutes out of each hour to ask you to support the work of Catholic Answers Live and the broader work of the Catholic Answers Apostolate as we seek to share and defend the Catholic faith. The number, if you would like to support us, if you're able to support us, 888-291-8000. This hour, we welcome Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. Hi, Tim.
Cy Kellett, thanks for having me here. It's great to be here.
Well, you just ripped it up yesterday. You just did a great job fundraising. So,
man,
people responded. It was a good day yesterday.
I know. Even though it started really slow, Cy, my blood pressure was going up.
They really can't have Tim's blood pressure go up.
That's right. But
anybody else,
they came through in the end. You know, and I want to thank everybody who called in yesterday and supported. But we've got a challenge, don't we, ahead of us right now. So we need folks to get on the phones from the get-go at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you today because we have a match, don't we?
We do. And somebody's going to have to hold up their fingers and tell me how many dollars in that match because I don't actually know.
I was told 5,000.
5,000 for this hour? Is
yes.
that right? 5,000?
That correct.
All right, good. $5,000 match this hour. That means if you're able to make a donation of any size, make a donation of a dollar this hour, it's going to be $2. $100 will be $200, $1,000, $2,000, all the way up to $5,000 because we have a very generous donor who said, I'll give you this $5,000 if you can go out and raise $5,000 in the first hour on Wednesday. And that is now. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. It's great if you call early in the hour because for some reason human nature works this way. People will call late in the hour and then the phones are overwhelmed and we'll miss some calls. So if you can start dialing now, we've got every single line open in this building. I don't know, 20 people maybe, maybe more today.
I was told at staff today,
yeah,
we had 45 dropped calls.
Yesterday.
Yes, because what happened is we got rushes.
Okay.
At certain times. And like you said, yeah, we ended up
losing 45
calls. 45 calls. That's a lot.
And about what, 300 got through? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, uh-huh. Around 300. So, folks, it's important that you get on the phones. If you've been considering supporting Catholic Answers Live and you've been close, now's the time to do it. Let's see. Our first caller just came on board.
There we go, first caller. Thank you.
888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, I said this yesterday, Cy, but really the folks determine what we can do at Catholic Answers Live. If we're going to be able to do a lot of the things that we want to do, we're dependent upon you. We come to you day in and day out. With one thing in mind, we want to help you. We want you to grow in the faith. We want you to get, as Carl Keating said to me when I first came, in fact, it may have been my interview, even before I was hired, he said, we want Catholic Answers, Tim. People don't ultimately want Tim Staples' opinions or Carl Keating's opinions or Jimmy Aiken. They want Catholic Answers.
Right.
And that's why this apostolate is called Catholic Answers. And that's what we do day in and day out. We help folks. We clarify teachings of the church. We bring people to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. We do that day in and day out. Now, we're asking you to help us. We need you. please, folks, we've got this $5,000 match right now. We need you to call 888-291-8000 and make a pledge. It doesn't matter if it's a one-time. Folks, believe me, when I say it doesn't matter, I mean that whatever the size of the gift is, don't let. I said this yesterday, Si, but I really believe the devil is a liar. Of course, Jesus tells us that in John, yeah. John 8:44, so I'm on good solid foundation there. But the devil is a liar, and he will tell you that your $10 gift or $20 gift or $50 gift, what is that? That's everything to
it
us.
Is,
that right. is how we do what we do at Catholic Answers. So, folks, that $15 gift, $20, make it a monthly gift. That's even better because that's really our bread and butter. But, folks, you need to do something. Now's the time. 888-291-8000.
Please do consider making that monthly pledge. That really helps us. It helps to even out the budget over the course of the year, helps us to know what we can plan for. And maybe you can make a $20 a month monthly pledge, $40 maybe. Some people are very, very blessed, could make a $50 or even $100 a month pledge. If you can make an $18 a month pledge or more, we want to send you The Case Against Contraception, Trent Horn's brand new DVD. On the 50th anniversary of Humanae Vitae, and a wonderful book, John O'Neill's book, The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search for the Tomb of St. Peter. John O'Neill is a number one bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list, and you're going to love that book. We'd love to send it to you. 888-291-8000. We will not neglect our job, however, today, and so
yes.
We now go to the phones. Jared in Cupertino, California, you are up first today. Jared, your question for Tim Staples.
All right. Hello, people from Catholic Answers. Tim yes. Staples.
Hey.
So my question was, I had recently come across an article, say maybe a week ago, about the idea that somehow the church had invented the doctrine of hell. I think this comes from I even decided to check this with others, and I think it's primarily promulgated from very liberal Protestant sources.
Right.
So I want to know, do you know where the idea of that comes from and how you would recommend answering that claim?
Right. Well, let's just end this immediately, this speculation that's entirely false. In fact, the fathers of the church on hell is overwhelming. In fact, I encourage folks to get Jimmy's book, The Fathers Know Best, which is probably, I seriously think that is the best one-volume compilation of the Fathers anywhere. I've never seen anything like it. And how does he do that? How does Jimmy do that? I wish I could write like that. He puts so much in that one volume. But the bottom line is you have St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Clement of Rome, St. Justin Martyr, the Martyrdom of Polycarp, Athenagoras, Theophilus of Antioch, Irenaeus, and that I'm rattling off some of the fathers here that teach, hell, and that's just in the first 150 years of the Christian era, the ones right. I just mentioned. The teaching on hell is so clear and pervasive among the fathers, it is absolutely unthinkable that someone would say, oh, the early Christians didn't believe in hell, but it was a middle. A creation of the Middle Ages, absolutely absurd. Now, you did have Origen, for example, the great Christian writer of the 3rd century who taught that there would be a final salvation, and his idea of hell was off. He believed there would be a 1,000-year punishment, but then everyone would be saved at the end of that. That was condemned by the church, within about 100 years. It was condemned. It was called Origenism, and it's been condemned multiple times. But, when you had a false doctrine like that taught by a Christian, what you find is immediately they are pounced upon. And Origen, mm-hmm. as great as he was, and he did die a good son of the church, because when he was alive, that hadn't been defined yet. There was some battle back and forth, but it was clearly declared as such by the church. And again, that was an outlier. I mean, even in the 3rd century, he was an outlier. So whoever told you that the fathers were not clear on hell obviously has not read very many fathers of the church. This is a teaching of the church that, of course, now is infallible, declared infallibly at the Council of Trent.
Jared, thank you very, very much for that call. We go now to Jane in Ohio. Jane, you are on with Tim Staples. Your question, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Happy to.
I'm just curious if your
input on what about a Catholic school accepting children from a same-sex attracted couple?
Yeah, that is a tough call. And the church, you know, we see in recent decades has really turned her attention to these children. And, you know, it's a struggle. And I know there have been different sorts of prudential judgments on this from even different ordinaries in the church. So I don't pretend to be the one who gives the definitive answer, but you do see among the bishops there is an emphasis on these children, and that, you know, we should not punish the children because of the sins of their caretakers. And so you do find that, you know, it's a difficult situation. I know I have a friend who had to deal with it at a Catholic school here in Southern California, and they determined that the child could go to the school, but the parents would not be allowed to show any public display of affection and that sort of thing. You know, that's a tough call, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
But yet, I get the principle that we want to teach this child the Catholic faith.
Right. If there's any chance at all, you want to take a chance.
That's right. And if the parent is saying, look, I want the child to be raised Catholic, even if they are not completely, obviously, they're not in full communion with the Catholic Church, you know, the general consensus is we're going to teach the child.
There might be a situation, though, where a pastor or a bishop says, look,
that's
this
right.
is causing scandal. It's
exactly.
Not, people are getting confused about the church's teaching.
Exactly.
And they might go that way.
And that's why there isn't a definitive answer on it. It really does have to be dealt with by the local bishop.
Jane, thank you very, very much for that call. I hope that was helpful. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples this hour, Jimmy Akin next hour. It's pretty hard to have a better day than that. And mixed in there every now and then, we'll remind you to go to the phones and give a call to 888-291-8000 if you are so disposed. And we hope you are so disposed, because we have a $5,000 match this hour, and we need your help in reaching that match. These donors who give us this match money, very, very generous, and they know that, in the middle of the summer, it's not easy to come to people and ask for money. Lots of folks are on vacation. They're not home. They're not picking up the phone. They're not listening to the radio in the way they usually do. And so they give us that money and say, hey, go out and match it. We have wonderful donors who will do that, and we have wonderful listeners who call and respond all the time. If you have match kind of money, if you have that kind of money and you could offer a match, say for tomorrow, for example, on our shows, you can give us a call at 888-291-8000. If you want specific help with how the money will be set up and used as a match, just ask for Chris Jack, our president. He'll talk with you. He'll explain it and help you out with that. And we would be very, very grateful. But someone did it for this hour. And if you've got, if you want to make a $5 donation and you want that to be doubled to $10 for us, this is the hour for you. If you can make a monthly donation, let's just say you made a $20 a month donation. I'm going to do math now. This should get good. That's over the course of the year, $240. And when that's matched, that's $480. And so your $20 pledge each month is $480 for us this year to keep the lights on and to keep the signal going out. 888-291-8000 is the number. Only three folks on the line right now. I have more than 20 lines available. 888-291-8000. Let's fill them up.
Yes.
888-291-8000.
And folks, please understand the importance of this. What is the percentage of our budget that we raise here as far as for Catholic Answers Live? Do you know what the percentage is?
I don't know the exact percentage. Darren might know, but we're in above 70% of our budget raised by fundraising on air.
By these drives. What is the percentage of our budget?
Oh, higher than that.
Even more than
that. He says higher than that.
My gosh. I don't think folks really realize.
Yeah, this is what keeps us going.
My goodness. I mean, this drive is so important, folks. We only get to do it, as Cy said, four times a year. But, that's why if I sound desperate at times, it's because I am, because
don't want to see Tim Staples desperate.
Yes. Yeah, but people don't realize, a lot of times we're here waiting for these phone lines to fill. And, if you could read, friends, if you could read the conversion stories that we get on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, you can go to our website, in fact, and what is it? What's your story, right? Is that what
my
it is?
Story.
Oh, my story
at Catholic.com.
I drew a blank there. Yeah, my story at Catholic.com. You can share your testimony of how Catholic Answers has contributed to your journey to heaven. You know, the testimonies are absolutely amazing. Miracle stories.
Yeah.
Listening to Catholic Answers Live and incredible. Didn't even know it existed. Happened upon it. Oh, my gosh. I was Baptist. Now I'm Catholic. If you could see and read the testimonies we get on a daily basis, I guarantee you we would not have about 10 open lines right now.
888-291-8000 is the number.
That's right. That's 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we really do need to hear from you now. Don't put it off. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait. We really need to hear from you now. And plus, we have a match of $5,000. And yesterday, I know we made it. But we were like,
there was a squeaker that first hour.
Yeah, we were like 12 minutes or something away, and we're not even close. And Tim panics, and folks came through. But we don't want to do that, folks. We want to get this match taken care of, and we want to go beyond. We want Catholic Answers to be strong. We want to do more. We're not satisfied with status quo here. We want to do more radio shows. We want to reach more souls. But you determine how much we can do. So call 888-291-8000. Pledge that $25 a month. Some of you, I'll tell you, yesterday we did get a couple who donated $1,000.
Wow.
Dollars. I believe we can do that today. There are some folks listening right now, I know it, that can give $1,000 or $2,000. There might be that one person that could get that $5,000 gift right now.
Yeah.
Give us a call, folks. 888-291-8000.
Carolyn in Corpus Christi, Texas, thank you for your $100 gift. Ella in Worcester, your $20 gift. Sharon in Omaha, $20 a month gift. Thank you so much. Nick in Ohio, $25. Thank you. Zella, and I don't know the location there, but she's listening on 1160 AM, $200. Thank you so much, Zelia. And Maureen, $20. Thanks so much. We want to get to a call now, so I will get to more names in a little bit. Don't forget that number, 888-291-8000. We now go to Chris in Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Chris, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm doing a lot of driving lately, and so I have a CD that I stick in my car, and it has the rosary on it. So I've been trying to say the rosary in the car, and I have to admit that I don't say the rosary as often as I should. But it got me to thinking about the difference between the ascension and the assumption.
Yes.
As far as, you know, was Jesus, he ascended into heaven, was it body and soul, or I was confused about that.
Right.
And then the other mystery I was confused about was the coronation of Mary of heaven and earth.
Right.
And I was confused about that because
something
that we really never reflected on when I was in school. So I'm going to listen to your answer.
Great.
Off the air, if that's okay.
Sure. You know, there is a really important distinction between the ascension and the assumption. In fact, we answered this question yesterday, Si.
Yeah.
Very important distinction. We say Jesus ascended into heaven. Why? Because he uniquely among all humans, because he was fully human, but he's also fully God, right? God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one or consubstantial with the Father. Jesus prophesied in John chapter 2, destroy this temple, and John 2:21, we see the temple he spoke of was the temple of his body. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. That is a powerful statement because Jesus is saying, I will raise myself from the dead. You have to be God to be able to do that. So he ascended in the sense that he ascended by his own power as the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Mary was assumed. Why? Because she was entirely powerless to raise herself from the dead and to raise herself up to heaven bodily. So she was assumed. So the difference between the ascension and the assumption is as different as an orangutan from an orange, folks. It is essentially different, infinitely different, right? Because God is infinite and Mary is not. Number one. Number two, when you talk about the queen, let me recommend you get my book. It's called Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. I go into great detail, in fact, in the last section 6, on Mary's queenship. And really, Mary's queenship we find rooted in the old covenant kingdom of David, where we had, for every king has a queen mother. You know, 2 Kings chapter 11, for example, you have Athaliah, who was the queen mother. You have Maaka in, what is that, 2 Chronicles 16, or is that 1 Chronicles 16? There's a number. Get my book. I have all the citations there. But there are cool references. Song of Solomon refers to the mother who crowns her son on the day of his wedding. There's beautiful imagery about the role that the queen mother had in the life of the king, beautifully laid out in, what is it, 1 Kings chapters 1 and 2. We have the wonderful interaction between the queen mother Bathsheba and her son Solomon, especially there in chapter 2. So the idea of the queen mother in relation to the king goes all the way back into Old Testament typology. Well, Jesus establishes the kingdom of David, you know, the fulfillment of the kingdom of David. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, who would be the queen mother? If there's the king, who would be the queen mother? But Mary. And we see that beautifully depicted, for example, in Revelation chapter 12. We have the woman, the prophetic woman who is Mary, who gives birth to the Messiah there, Jesus, in verse 5, and to all of us in verse 17. What is she wearing on her head? A crown with 12 stars, right? Standing on the moon, clothed with the sun. There you have Mary as queen of heaven and earth in fulfillment of the queen mothers in the old covenant. So this is a beautiful image found right there in sacred scripture that we find in our tradition as well as Catholics. And there's all sorts of powerful, powerful things that come about in our theology as a result of Mary being queen, such as her intercessory role, the power of her intercession and such. Again, my book, Behold Your Mother, check it out. I go into great detail. And folks, can I just say that we here at Catholic Answers absolutely love answering questions like this. I mean, when folks, you got to understand, this is what we live for at Catholic Answers. Mm-hmm. I love when somebody calls in and asks me about the Queen Mother. What is this Queen stuff? Of course, I wrote a book about it. But, you know, all of us, Carlo, we have, you know, Trent and Jimmy and all of the folks here and all of our guests. I mean, it's really what we live for. And as a result of answering questions like you just heard here, people grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What's more important than that, Cy?
Not a thing.
There's nothing this side of the veil that's any more important than that. Folks, we're asking you right now to help us to be able to continue to do this. And you can do that by calling 888-291-8000 right now or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $5,000 match. Every dollar you give right now, and I can say that with confidence because we're not even close to getting hitting the $5,000. We've got a lot of open lines right now, folks. We need you to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now.
888-291-8000 is that number. And Tim is right. We can do much, much more. I have to tell you, Tim, Nick was away. He's our sound guy. He's back now. I'm here in the studio this morning, and we lined up 5 interviews to do for the TV show.
Yes.
And then Trent is out there waiting. Literally, there's a line. Trent wants to use the studio to do his podcast. Rochelle is behind Trent, and there were more behind that.
And I came by.
And you came by and recorded. Well, everyone gets out of the way when you come by, Tim. But that's, I mean, that's what the way this studio is right now. And there's more we can do. There are more opportunities for us to do programming or to do strange things. You know, this Reddit thing that you're...
Yes.
Did you do the Reddit thing yet?
No,
is it coming up?
That's coming up next week on Tuesday. I'll be on Reddit taking questions on whatever you want to know about the Catholic faith.
And that's what you're supporting when you're supporting Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live and keeping us in the studio and making Nick work really hard because that's all that we do. We try to explain and defend the Catholic faith in as many ways and in as many places as we can. You're making that possible. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got this $5,000 match right now, so everything that you give is being matched.
up to $5,000. If you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, they've got a brand new donation webpage there for this pledge drive. It's simple, easy to use, very secure, and it'll get you out real quick. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just give us a call. We'll take care of it at 888-291-8000.
And I have to say, we have entirely too many phone lines open. That means the Holy Spirit's knocking on some hearts' doors right now. You need to call. Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000. We need those, especially as Cy mentioned, those monthly gifts are so, so crucial for us. If you can give $20, $25 a month, and I got to say this, one last thing. I know we've got callers on the line. There are some folks who are already, you're already giving. Maybe it's $20 a month, $25. Consider doubling it. That's my challenge to you. Double your gift. If you're giving $25, let's make it $50. That, my friends, means everything for us at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right. That surprised me. The music surprised me.
Oh,
when
my goodness.
When we're doing these pledge drives, I'm not watching the clock very well. But we'll take a quick break. Tim is right. We got a lot of calls to get to still. It's open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin will be here second hour. Tim still got another half hour with us. And we've got a $5,000 match to use up. 888-291-8000 is the number. While we take this break, perfect time to call. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour, Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, also the author of Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. It's open forum, so we're taking your calls. We go now to Stefan in Tucson, Arizona, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Stefan, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Tim.
Yes, I actually have two questions. The first is in reference to Romans 9:13. Talks about, so it is written, I love Jacob.
Yes.
Before they were born.
Yes.
And then also a few lines after that, I think in 18, it talks about, he's going to pity whom he wills.
Yes.
And harden whom he wills. And one of my friends talked about, how can there be free will if God at any point in time can harden someone's heart to achieve a goal or how is he hating someone before they're born because he already knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can kind of expound on that, please.
Sure. Stephen, it's a great question, and there is a lot of mystery surrounding, of course, grace and free will. But one thing we can know for certain is that Romans 9:18, God will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy, in no way is indicating that free will is a farce, as Luther and Calvin both taught. In fact, you know, in Romans chapter 1, if you just back up to the beginning of the book here, you know, look what God says through St. Paul here in Romans 1:24. Therefore, God gave them up. All right? Therefore. Why? See, God has already told us, St. Paul has already told us who God has mercy on and who he doesn't. He says, therefore, God gave them up. Well, why? Because they have turned away from God. Look back up here. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the images resembling mortal man, birds, animals, reptiles. Therefore, God gave them up. See, God has already told us exactly who he's going to have mercy on. If you don't want God's mercy, then start worshiping all manner of beasts and such. Worship your pocketbook. Worship money, power, as so many do in this culture. But God always, look, Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock, right? And God is going to answer. You are going to find. He's going to open the door. Revelation 3:20, you know, we could go through a litany of verses here, my friends. But Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. He's knocking on everybody's heart door. St. Paul makes that clear. The scriptures make that clear everywhere. St. Paul in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, God wills all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, right? 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any perish, but all should come to repentance, right? So Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. He says, if any man hears and opens the door, I will come into him in fellowship with him and he with me. So this is not a mystery, the fact that God wills the salvation of all. Now, the interaction between grace and free will and when God has mercy on those, because look, I should be dead in hell right now for all the sins I've committed. The fact that I'm here and able to receive the Eucharist, I can only say is because of the mercy of God. I don't know why this one ends up in heaven and this one ends up in hell. That is a great mystery. But what's not a mystery is God wills all to be saved. The scriptures make that very clear. And so him having mercy on whom he will have mercy, absolutely, there is a mystery there. Because there are going to be people in hell that did a lot less sinning than I did. I believe that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a certain mystery here. But my friend, do not let anybody ever tell you that there's no free will in sacred scripture, because that is something that is clear from the book of Genesis to Revelation. This is a thread that really weaves together all of sacred scripture from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden. Don't eat from this tree.
Yeah.
To Genesis chapter 30. I've placed before you life and death. Choose life, all the way to Revelation, as we said, and everything in between. I hope that helps you, brother.
Thanks, Stefan. Thanks very much for that call. It is open forum. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Jimmy Akin, next hour. We are multitasking, however, and every now and then, well, I'd like to just remind you of our fundraising phone number, because we just have 3 days every 3 months that we take for fundraising, and only a few minutes of each hour during those fund drives. And the number is 888-291-8000. We have a $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now, and I'm looking at about 18, maybe more, maybe 20 lines open. 888-291-8000.
We need you to call now. Hey, the president just walked in.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Oh,
no, it's the president of Catholic Answers. How are you, Chris Jack?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Si, I just wanted to tell you, I got off the phone with this sweet lady from Texas. Of course, that's redundant because all the ladies from Texas are sweet, right?
Yes,
of course.
I think that's an established truth.
So, yes, it's defined, but not. Well, how does that go, Tim, or something? But in any case, and one of the things she said to me was she loves Catholic Answers Live for the quality of the program, for the quality of the answers, for the precision of the answers, for the knowledge of the guests. But mostly what she loves is the charity of all of our regular guests. So especially the apologist here in the building, Trent, Carlo, Tim, and Jimmy. And you yourself, Si, you know, people have been asking me, you've been here now, we're coming on 2 years, is it?
A year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and they have Si working out. I said, Si has a heart for the caller. He has a heart for caller. And that is true of all of our apologists. So it is not simply, and this is, folks, this is a difficult thing to make work. You can get people who are good scholars, right? Yes. Who are very good at explaining the truth, but there can be an edge to them, or they're interested in winning the argument and not winning the soul. We talk about that on the show all the time. Catholic Answers Live is this unique, I will say unique, right? We're the one who achieve this perfect mix of engagement, of knowledge, and charity. Yes. Folks, if you think that show is worth supporting, I'm going to ask you right now, call, because there are open lines, a lot of them.
A lot.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. And Si, I'm going to get out of your way because I know you want to do apologetics. I'm going to ask people, two kinds of people. There are people listening to the show, I do this every drive, there are people listening to the show who have benefited from it. Anybody who listens to it, I know, benefits from it. That's a fact, right? But there are people whose lives have really been changed by this show, and they have not picked up that phone and called 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or gone to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. They've benefited, but they're not helping out the show. So if that's you, if that is you, please give us a call right now. The size of the gift is not what's important.
Amen.
A monthly pledge is great for us. It helps us with budgeting. Phil Lenihan likes it in the finance office there.
Amen.
But the size of the gift is not what's important. What's important is that everyone who's benefiting from this show calls 888-291-8000. And we throw some number around here, Si. What is it, like 13?
Yes. 12 or 13.
Per tower.
Per tower, yes.
That's crazy.
It is.
That's way too small.
It is.
And then, Si, get out of your way. I will say that there are people out there who could meet that match for us immediately.
Yes.
They could write a $5,000 check, right? They could write a $50,000 check. Folks, if you're interested in our President's Club or our Founder Circle, if you want to be a big giver, those are the gifts that really help us plan for the future, that help us build this new studio, that pay for these cameras, that help us run the YouTube and the Facebook feed and all these things, and also feed Tim Staples' family, which is important. But
and it's going to be a bigger family. Bill all the time.
Yes. But if you're interested in joining our President's Club or Founder Circle, you've got questions about making a large gift to Catholic Answers, tell someone, whoever answers the phone, I'd like to have Chris check, give me a call. I'll call you and I'll walk you through all that. And one more thing. If you call now, 888-291-8000, you might get to talk to Jimmy Akin.
Oh, he's answering phones right now?
Yes.
Yes, he
That's
is.
How he's preparing for the show?
Yes.
There you go.
888-291-8000. But if you get Jimmy, no asking him an apologetics question.
That's
just
right.
Make your gift.
That's
888-291-8000.
Good
we
luck
need your help,
that
folks.
Stick.
Yep.
888-291-8000. Thank you very much, Chris Check. Let's do our job a little bit. Let's go to Casey in Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Casey, you are on with Tim Staples.
Hi, Tim.
Yes, welcome, Casey.
So thank you. I am a Protestant, was a Protestant, and I have decided that I'm going to come home.
Yes.
But recently, I have been looking at some of my Protestant friends, their Instagram, social media, and a lot of them are in the big mega churches, pretty hipster vibe. And I've noticed a lot in the Pentecostal-ish traditions, which is why this is fitting for you, this idea that of expectation. And I just keep seeing that word every single thing I can see, think of. And God will do good things if you expect, or if you have enough expectation, then God will come through for you.
Right.
And I'm wondering how that fits in with Catholic theology.
Yes.
Because it almost sounds like God doesn't really owe us anything, but they're telling us that if we have enough faith or we expect, then God will come through for us. And he can only do as much as we expect.
Yes. Well, Casey, that is a great question. And you've asked the right guy, because I used to preach that sort of, gospel of health and wealth. And it's rooted, Casey, in really taking biblical verses out of context, like famously Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. My goodness, I could preach that one, brother.
I'm sure you
could. What things soever you desire. Right? I mean, if you take that verse out of context, well, by golly, I want $1 million. I want $10 million. I want $100 million. Right? Is that what Jesus is saying? Of course not. Now, there is a truth here, Casey, in that, yes, we should expect good things from the Lord. Why? Because he loves us. He's our Father. God is our Father, right? And so he is going to give us good things. But see, what we don't realize, what a lot of folks don't realize, and here's the caveat on Mark 11:24, you always have to look at all of sacred scripture. Never, don't just take one verse out of context. Look at verses like 1 John 5:14, where St. John says, whatsoever things we ask, we receive from him if we ask according to his will, right? So there's a qualification, yeah. Right? Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. We know we have the things we've asked of him if we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Look at Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, right? We could go on and on. Yes, we have to believe and believe with expectancy. Absolutely. Jesus could not do many miracles in his own hometown because of their unbelief. But there's much more to the picture than just that. So we need to believe, but we also have to trust a sovereign God. And God, we know, not only gives us blessings of healing, financial blessings at times, but he will also bless us by allowing sickness into our lives, like he did with St. Paul, for example. We don't know if it's sickness, but it's certainly a thorn in the flesh. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning of verse 6, and keep on reading down there, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. What was it? We don't know, but he didn't like it. He asked Jesus 3 times to remove it, and Jesus said, no, no, no. Why? Paul tells us, lest he be exalted through the abundance of revelations he had received, the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for thee, for in your weakness I am made strong. And Paul then says, I will therefore glory, glory, glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell upon me. That's a key principle, because God sometimes blesses us with aneurysms in our brains, right?
Yes.
Oh, right. That's just me, Si. But, God blesses us. Why? We don't always know this side of the veil, but I can tell you already, God's bringing my family together. Folks are praying for me and all the good things. I'm going to confession more because I need to be ready, at any time. I mean, God loves us, but he loves us with a love that is so far beyond anything we can fathom. Sometimes he blesses us in ways. I like the way Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to say it. If you're suffering significantly, it may be that the Lord loves you so much he's squeezing you a little too tight.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But he has your good, even if you have cancer and such. Now, we pray for healing. We pray. Believe me, I'm praying for healing. But I know this. God will give me what I need, not necessarily what I want. And that's a key principle, Casey, that's involved in all of this. So the problem with the health and wealth gospel is it becomes presumption. It takes verses out of context, forgets about the sovereignty of God, makes themselves God, and starts dictating to God what they want. Let me tell you something. You try to dictate to God. You try to put God in a box. The old saying is he'll kick the sides out every time, I guarantee you, because God is God. Thanks so much for your call, Casey. But you know what? This brings something to mind here, and that is there are a lot of theologies out there that are dangerous, Si.
Yes, this one is very dangerous.
It's dangerous
prosperity gospel.
Because it teaches people to presume on healing, and when God doesn't heal, well, there must be something wrong with me. I didn't have enough faith. And ultimately, and for many, it leads to a rejection of God. God's, mm-hmm. He's not real.
Yeah.
But when you understand the truth, and see, this is what we have. My friends, I need you right now to get on that phone line because we've got 20 open lines. Yep. We've only got 3 people on the lines right now. And we're not there yet, guys. We have a $5,000 match, and we're not there yet. We need you to call because there's a whole lot of folks like Casey who just called in, Connie who's on the line, Marie, Tricia, that have real questions. We have Protestants. We have atheists that call in all the time, and we help them, and we have helped thousands of them to come to the fullness of the gospel that we alone possess as Catholics. Folks, I believe that's something worth supporting. Can you help us out right now and give us a call at 888-291-8000. We really need your help right now. We're coming down to the wire. We've got about 15 minutes to reach this 5,000. And as far as I know, we do not have it. So please get on that phone now. And it doesn't matter if it's $25 or $3,000. Get on that line now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Pope Francis said, "The key that opens the door to faith is prayer." Join St. Paul Street Evangelization by running a prayer station in the public square. You don't need to be a professional apologist or theologian. Just listen to the needs of the people you encounter. Offer encouragement, take prayer requests, and pray with people. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Thank you for your support. Tim call, says, look, we got 20 lines open, and we're down to about, I don't know, four or five lines open now.
Three lines,
in
two
just a
lines.
Couple minutes. Thank you so much for your ongoing support for Catholic Answers. Catholic Answers Live, we depend on these, just coming to you these three times a year and just asking you for a few minutes each hour for 3 days. For your support. And man, do you come through. And we're
praise
so
God.
Grateful for it. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you get a busy signal in the next few minutes, just dial again, 888-291-8000. If you got your phone with you or you're near a computer, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and very, very safe, secure, and quick there at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I want to get another call in before we do any more business. So let's go to Connie in Mesa, Arizona, listening to EWTN on her Amazon Echo. That is a very, very cool. Connie, your question for Tim.
Yes, that is very, very cool, and I thank God for it. I have a Protestant friend who really is into this verse where Jesus says, "Call no man on earth father."
Yes.
And she believes this with all of her heart.
Yes.
And I would like to be able to explain to her that it doesn't literally mean that.
Yes.
I mean, and I really, I've heard something about it, but I couldn't really explain it.
Gotcha, Connie. Well, let me jump in there, and I'd recommend as well. I have a CD set here at Catholic Answers called "Catholic Answers to Common Objections," where I deal with that and a whole host of other questions like that. Here's the bottom line. Jesus in Matthew 23:9, yes, he says, "Call no man on this father. You have one father, which is heaven," and we believe that just as it's written. However, we have to understand there's more than one verse in the Bible, Connie. We have to take all of Scripture, not just one. And what I recommend, first go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, and there you have St. Paul quoting the fourth commandment, Connie. What's the fourth commandment? Honor your father and mother on this earth. Wait a minute. I thought Jesus said, call no man on this earth father. Well, St. Paul does right there under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. What's going on? Is God somehow confused? Of course he's not confused. In fact, Connie, we have Bible. Get a pen out here. And I do recommend you get Catholic Answers of Common Objections, the CD set, because I give you a litany. But check this out. You go to Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 18. Seven times St. Paul calls Abraham Father Abraham. Go to James chapter 2, verse 21. St. James calls Abraham, guess what? Father Abraham. Go to Acts chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. St. Stephen, when he's speaking to the elders of Jerusalem, he says, "Men, brethren, fathers, hearken unto me." 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. St. John refers to the elders to whom he is writing as fathers, exhorting them to teach their spiritual sons and daughters. Go to 1 Corinthians. And by the way, this is just a snippet. There's actually many more than this. Let me just give you a couple of more. 1 Corinthians 4, 14 and 15. Listen to this. St. Paul says, "You have 10,000 instructors in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not many fathers. I have become your father, for I have begotten you through the gospel." And finally, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Listen to this. St. Paul says, "For this cause I bend my knee before the Father of light, from whom all fatherhood in heaven and on earth is derived," or takes its name. And what does that mean? What it means is Jesus is not condemning using the word pater or father with regard to a human being, because if he was, he contradicts himself. And so does St. Luke and St. John and St. Paul and St. Stephen and the Holy Spirit, right? And we know that can't be the case. What is he saying? He is condemning. Remember, in the context of a first century Roman Empire, where not only did you have spiritual leaders that were usurping the fatherhood of God, but you even had an emperor who, beginning with Augustus, who was claiming to be Father God, and you had to worship him. He was the father of the empire. That's why Jesus says, call no man father. He's talking in the context of those who would usurp the fatherhood of God. There's the key. He condemns the usurpation of the fatherhood of God, not the proper participation in the fatherhood of God. Like, I, who am a father of seven kids, I am a father not taking away from God's fatherhood. That's what Jesus was condemning. No, I participate in the fatherhood of God. Priests, we call father. Why? Because they represent God the Father to us, making God the Father real for us, just as St. Paul did. Isn't that something? When you start down, you know, this happened to me 30 years ago. I had a Catholic do for me exactly what I just did for Connie 30 years ago, showed me all these Bible verses. My jaw hit the table.
Yeah.
And that was the first step for me, Connie, in my journey toward the Catholic faith. And how many thousands of people out there right now have misconceptions about the Catholic faith that are keeping them from the greatest gift in the universe, the Eucharist? But they'll call in to Catholic Answers Live. They'll go to Catholic.com, get an answer like Connie just did, and that will be for them the first step
right
toward the fullness of the faith that we alone possess as Catholics. Folks, I don't – Si, we said it before. I'm going to say it again. I don't know of anything better to get behind than an apostolate like Catholic Answers. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. So when you call right now, 888-291-8000, every dollar you give is going to be doubled, up to $5,000. We have a match. You participate in all of the apostolic work that we do at Catholic Answers when you support us, folks. But we need to – oh, boy, look at all those open lines right now. I've been pontificating too much. Folks, we need you right now, folks, to call. We need to give Connie and Marie and Tricia and Jared and so many others that are calling in now and will over the years to come. They have a right to the fullness of the truth that we have, and we need to share it with them, but we can't do it unless you help us. And so once again, I'm going to say, we need your help, folks. Please, right now, we've got way too many open lines here. Call 888-291-8000. Give that gift now. You know you should. There's some folks right now, you know you're going, man, I should. Yeah, do it.
We got right a line now. Open for you right now.
That's right, 888-291-8000. Or go to, remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well.
I want to thank Angela for your gift. Thank you so much, Angela. I want to tell you this, Tim. Lois donated $100. She's a convert to Catholicism, has been disowned by her family for being Catholic. She really appreciates the work we do here. And Lois, thank you so much for sharing that testimony with us. Ron in Lubbock, $150 gift. Thank you so much. Rod from Duluth, $30 a month. When folks are able to give $30 a month or even $18 a month, that's if you can give $18 a month or more, we can send you The Case Against Contraception, Trent Horn's brand new DVD. Amen. And then John O'Neill, number one New York Times bestselling author, has a brand new book, The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search for St. Peter's Tomb. Spoiler alert. They find it, but you're going to love that book. It's like a detective story. That's for a monthly donation of $18 a month or for a one-time donation of $200. Let me thank a few more people. Anonymous in British Columbia. Oh, a little bit. Is that Canadian dollars or American? I don't know, but it's $100. Gary in Michigan, $300. Thank you. Oh, hey, the Knights of Columbus, group 5341 in Nebraska, challenge other councils to donate. They gave us $100. Thank you so much, Knights. Knights of Columbus are always there. You ask for something, they always show up.
I'm a knight. I'm a knight.
And Kathleen in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, for your $50 gift. Thank you. Daniel from Owensboro, Kentucky, for your $100 gift. Richie in Melbourne, Florida, thank you so much for your gift. Chuck, I just want to get to Chuck, and then we'll go back to the phones. Chuck in Columbus, Ohio, $124.50. And the reason – he says he listens to the show every night. The reason he gave $124.50 is he gave, I think, $120, but he gave the $450 to cover the processing costs for his credit card.
God bless him. So, God bless him.
Yeah, that's a pretty good thing to do. They'll probably ask you if you want to do that. If you want to give $120, we're happy with that.
Amen.
But that's a nice little thing to cover the processing fee.
Yes, it is. 888-291-8000
is the number. Still lines open as we approach the top of the hour here. 888-291-8000.
Can I say one last thing? I know we've got to go. But we're living in a time where the Catholic Church is really being persecuted more and more in our culture. And this is a very important time for us to stand together as Catholics and to keep our voice from being completely eliminated from the culture, which is what they want to do. You know, we won't get into who they is, but we need your help to keep our voice strong. Call. Keep calling during the break. 888-291-8000.
Kathleen in South Dakota, $40. Thank you so much. Tony in Florida, $50. Thank you. Glenda from Pennsylvania, $50. Thank you so much. Elizabeth in Peachtree City, Georgia, $51.88. I think she covered the processing costs, too. A $1,000 donation from Brooklyn Heights, Ohio.
Praise God.
Anonymous. Matthew in New Orleans, Louisiana, $100 gift. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with more Open Forum. 888-291-8000 is that donor number. 888-291-8000.
Jimmy Akin's coming.
8000. We'll see you on the other side on Catholic Answers Live.